and Parshas Pinchas, Chumash Bamidbar, and then Parshas Re'eh. And Parshas Amor, we have the Dinam of Issa Malacha. And Parshas Pinchas, you have the Dinam of the Musafim. And then in Parshas Re'eh, you have the mitzvahs pratiyos, the specific mitzvahs that you have to observe, like shaking a lulav and blowing shofar and fasting on Yom Kippur. These are the three different parshas in the Chumash. In Parshas Amor and in Parshas Re'eh, you have the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer mentioned both times. You have Pesach, Shavuos, and in between Pesach, Shavuos, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is mentioned both in Amor and in Re'eh. In Pinchas, Sfiras Omer doesn't appear because it only mentions there about the Korbanos. It doesn't mention anything other than the Korbanos on the Sof. There is a discrepancy, a major discrepancy, between the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer as it appears in Parshas Amor, as opposed to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer as it appears in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Amor, it says that you should count Chamishim Yom, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. And in Parshas Re'eh, it says Shiva Shavuos Tispalach, you should count 7 weeks. 7 weeks out of 7 weeks come to be 50 days. 7 weeks is 49 days. So that the Rosh already explains in the end of Psochim, that sometimes the Torah writes a round number, even though it's really one off. Like it says you should give Malkus, but the person is a Balaver, Aboim Yakenu, and the Kabbalah says, the tradition says that you only give 39. The Rambam says that 39 is only a Gzeirah Midrabbanan, and the Torah you're really supposed to give 40, but because the Torah says, Lo Yosef L'Hakoysoi, that one, the Shliach Bezdin, is not permitted to give even one extra Malkus, Pen Yosef L'Hakoysoi, Macha Rabba Aleil, Nikva Chicha Le'inecho, lest they'll give an extra one and that will constitute a terrible Aveira. So with the Rabbanon, they made a Gzeira that you should only give 39 Malkus instead of 40, so just in case by mistake, we'll give an extra one, it won't really be extra. That's what the Rambam says, but no one else learns like the Rambam. Everybody learns based on the simple reading in the Mishnah and Malkus that it's a real din and a Torah. So when you give Malkus, you only give 39, because the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah seems to learn that from a Pasuk, it doesn't seem to be an Asmachim of the Rabbanon. We learn that from a Pasuk that the Malkus is divided. You only give Malkus that's divided by three. And you give one Malkus on the front, one third on the front, and two thirds of the Malkus on the back. So let's say the person can take, so you give 39 Malkus because that's divisible by three. You give 40 Malkus, that's not divisible by three. So you can't give one third on the chest and two thirds on the back. Well, let's say the person is weak, and the Bezin says, the doctors say that this fellow can only take 25 Malkus. If you give him any more than 25 Malkus, he's going to die. So 25 is not divisible by 3. So you only give 24. You give 8 in the front and 16 in the back, and that's all. You don't give any more. That's what the Mishnah says. So according to the Rambam, all these dinim are wrong in the Rabbana. Malkus Haruyas with Ishtalosh, and you give one third in the front and two thirds daily. How does the pasuk read? The Pilar Shasa, we call the Fanav Kidei Rishasa Bimispa. So the Gemara Darshan is Kidei Rishasa Lefanav. One unit in the front and two units in the back. Going to the Rambam, everything is only an asmachta with the Rabbanim, because the Natari really gives 40 times Malkus. The whole thing is difficult. So the Pashto says that Minatari only give 39 Malkus, and the Chumash writes 40. They picked an around number. Then the Rosh in the end of Sochem gives another marshal that it says in the Chumash, Bishiv Netesh Yoda Vasechem Mitzrayma, that there were 70 Jews, and Rashi quotes from the, if you count, there are only 69. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Yocheved's mother was pregnant with her. So she was pregnant, she was there and she wasn't there. She was inside the mother's body and she wasn't really born until after they came into Mitzrayim. She was known as Ben HaChomes. Ben HaChomes doesn't mean on Ben HaShmash, it's Mamash on the border. It was after they came inside Mitzrayim, inside the walls of Mitzrayim. If you're in this room, then you're Ben HaChomes. You're inside the wall. Doesn't mean as they were walking over the threshold, the baby was like it should be walking and give birth to a baby. They were carrying on a stretcher into Mitzrayim, and then the baby was born as they carried on. So the simple pshat, Ben HaChomes, means she was born after they had already come into Mitzrayim. Ben HaChomes. So that's Alderach HaDrash, the Gemara says. She was there and she wasn't there. So the Rosh says, Alderach HaPshat, it says there were 70, there were really 69, and the Torah hopped on a round number. It's only one off. So here too, the Rosh says, in Ishkin Kasha, the Chumash says that you count 50 days, but the other Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says that you count 7 weeks, so that means that the 50 days is Labdavke. You only count 49 days, and the 50th day is already the end.
400 years. Also, it's also a problem.
Could be. It's unclear. Probably, could be. So we know, so that's not a contradiction. Why it says here that you count 50 days, there it says that you count 7 weeks, that's not a contradiction. The 50 days really means 49 days. We start Menachem, and then it says, if you can, Ad Mimachas HaShabbos HaShviyis, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So it sounds like you're supposed to count that. You can be matrik into the pasuk. So that's what the Rosh says, you have to be matrik. So the pasuk is a little avdafka. It doesn't really mean that you count 50, you count 49. But the Gemara is bothered with the different discrepancy. Do you count days or do you count weeks? Let's say last night, did we count that it was the 30th day of the Svira last night? Or did we say that it was 4 weeks and 2 days in the Svira? Which is? So we do both. How can we do both? We count today is 30 days, which turns out to be 4 weeks and 2 days. So this is Abaye's way to reconcile this apparent contradiction. The one pasuk says you have to count 49 days. The other pasuk says you count 7 weeks. So the answer is, how you count both? Omar Abaye, mitzvah v'mim niyomi, or mitzvah v'mim nishavu. It's a mitzvah to count the days, and it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. There's a major machlokes in the Rishonim whether this is one mitzvah, these are two mitzvahs. The Rambam makes a big fuss in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's one mitzvah, and he proves it v'harai that you only say one bracha. If it would have been two distinct mitzvahs, then you would have to say two different brachas. Question, if it's really such a hot raya, if it would be two mitzvahs, you would say two brachas. Let's say when you put on tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh, everybody agrees that they're two distinct mitzvahs, v'harai, that if you only have shal yad, you don't have shal rosh, so you put on the shal yad. You only have shal rosh, you don't have shal yad. Let's say he has a big bandage, chatzitza, you can't put on the shal yad. Or for some reason or another, you can't put on the shal rosh, whatever. So then you put on the one that you have. But you don't only have the shal yad, you only have the other one as possible, whatever. So whatever you have, you put on. Mishnah says in Menachos, that's not Miyakim says it. So if the shal yad and shal rosh are not Miyakim, so all the Rishonim say the two separate mitzvahs. Nevertheless, many Rishonim say that you only say one bracha. Before you put on the shal yad, you say bracha, Shek Rishonim is a son of the Haniach Tfilin. And that bracha goes on the shal yad and in shal rosh, and you shouldn't be mouse. We're like to say two brachas, right? Because other Rishonim say, Rabbeinu Tam says that you have to say a separate bracha on the shal yad and a separate bracha on the shal rosh. And then because Rashi in the Rambam hold that you should have only said one bracha if you were mafsik, so the din is, the Yerushalmi says, the Gemara doesn't say, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, this is called the Yerushalmi, that whenever one says by mistake a bracha about Tola, he should say right away, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eliyahu. Sort of apologizing for the fact that he said the Moitzi Shem Shalom Levatol, he should say blessed be the Shem Hashem. In other words, that I shouldn't have used it Levatol. So when you say the Baruch Hanu Shal Rosh, you should first straighten up the Shal Rosh. A lot of people make a mistake. First, make sure that it's say the Baruch as you're about to do the mitzvah. So you shouldn't say the Baruch as you're putting it on your head. That's over the Yoyver. You should say the Baruch, and you shouldn't say the Baruch if it's already all fixed on the head. That's Achar Asi Yosef. You have to recite the Baruch on a mitzvah immediately prior to fulfilling the mitzvah. Oyvel Asi Yosef. So you put the shal rosh on your head, and before you're about to be mahadikid, before you tighten it down, that's the actual key of the mitzvah. So you say the bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. And then after you've been mahadikid the tefillin, then the minig is that you say softly, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Nevoed, because maybe Rashi and the Rambam are right, that really you shouldn't have said a bracha on the shal rosh. So the bracha that you just said is a bracha of Atola. So we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Nevoed. A lot of people say, and then they pull down the tefillin. So if they say Baruch Shem in between the bracha and the tightening of the tefillin, then they were mafsik in between the bracha and the tefillin, then they just make it, it's for sure into a bracha vatol. Then for sure it's mamil rather bracha vatol.
Usually we say something
bracha, you know. Yeah, the Ramah paskin is no bracha. Bracha is only the rabbanon. Bracha is only the Rabbanan, and any Safi called the who you usually call the Kul. But here the Ramah says that we pass him like the Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah,
in the minig, that's already a later minig. A later minig that he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eliyahu Nevoed, out of respect for Rashi and the Ramah. Shem Kvod Shal Rashi, we make believe as if it's really a Shal, maybe it's a Bracha Vatam. Others don't say, they don't learn passing, that you don't say a Bracha on the Shal Rosh. Like the Ramah and Rashi, you only say one Bracha. And you don't say a bracha on the shal rosh. I don't say a bracha on the shal rosh, but I always listen to the chazan. Let him say a bracha. I say yom to his bracha. Whenever there's a shayla on a bracha, let's say an chatzi hal. Whenever you say chatzi hal, there's a machlokes whether you say a bracha or not. So Rav Chaim Balazhin and many others had a minin, but they didn't say the bracha. They listened to the chazan and they said amen on the chazan's bracha. So let's say the bracha. Anoisin Layoif Koyach. Also, Machlokes in the Tur. But he's supposed to say that bracha because it doesn't appear in the Gemara in brachas. The Gemara gives you a whole list of all the brachas Ashacha. It doesn't have the bracha Anoisin Layoif Koyach. It says, Oisin Sobigvura. That bracha does appear. Oisin Sobigvura does, yeah. But unless we have Koyach, if the Rishonim came up with a new bracha. So the Torah quotes the Rishonim and say that it's a bracha l'atoli. Not what I say. So I don't say that bracha. I listen to the Chaz and I say, oh,
be yotzi with his mind. You have to have kavuna not to be yotzi with the omen.
If you plan to say your own bracha,
everybody says omen and they say your own bracha, they don't know it.
Yeah, well, since they have in mind to recite their own bracha, so we assume that's the equivalent of kavana shalolos. That's how we usually assume.
Well, if you didn't make a bracha at all, you also?
Yeah, sure. If you do a mitzvah without a bracha, you yotze.
Then do you need a kavana?
We once discussed that the Yosef Engel has a wild chiddush. The Gemara says in brachas in the second parak on Daf says well, when we learn brachas, we discuss. The Gemara says that if you do a mitzvah without reciting a bracha, you're yotze the mitzvah anyway. The bracha is not miyake. The Gemara gives a reason why, because the mitzvah is the ha-mitzvah min ha-torah. And the bracha on the mitzvah is on the takanim rabbanon. So it doesn't make sense. How can you say that failure to fulfill the din rabbanon is ma'ake even kima mitzvah deraisa? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says if that's the reason, then it should follow that on a mitzvah derabbanon, you didn't say the bracha is ma'ake. So he says that's right. On a mitzvah derabbanon, there's more chomer than a mitzvah deraisa in this respect. That if you did a mitzvah derabbanon, you didn't say bracha, then you're not yotze the mitzvah derabbanon. You dug up a Rashi and Sukkah. There's a very short Rashi in Perek Lulav Agos that says something about a bracha and the lulav, and it's very unclear what Rashi is driving at. It's very short, and he said that's what Rashi said, that if you shake a lulav on the first day Sukkah is when the lulav is min ha-Torah, so since the Tilas lulav is there ice and the bracha is on the Rabbanon, so you'd be yotzei the mitzvah even if you didn't say the bracha. But on the rest of Sukkah, that it's only there ice and the Beis HaMikdosh. And we who shake a lulav all 7 days outside of Beis HaMikdash on the Rabbanon, so he interprets, Rabbi Yosef Engel interprets that that's what Rashi says, that if you don't say a bracha, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Very short. We don't pass on that. We pass him that even though Sfira Soimer Bizmana says the Rabbanon, that's what we're going to get to in a minute, even though Sfira Soimer Bizmana says only the Rabbanon, but still it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you didn't say a bracha, you're yotze anyway, because even on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, we assume that the bracha is not enough. We don't hold like that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel. A wild Chiddush. So Abai makes this statement in the Gemara, that it's a mitzvah the Mimne Yoimei and a mitzvah the Mimne Shavui. That there's no contradiction between the two, Parshias, Parshias Emor, and Parshias Re'ei. When you tell Sfira, you have to say both how many days it is and how many weeks it is. So the Rambam's opinion is, again, that this is all one big mitzvah. So Harai, that you only say one bracha. So Shvach Harai, that you only say one bracha. Maybe they're really two mitzvahs and you only say one bracha, like the Rambam's own opinion is, regarding Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, that you only say one bracha. And then you're not mafsik in between Nishal Yad and Nishal Rosh, because the Nusach HaBrocha, Shikudishonu, and it's supposed to be one, Lanich Pilin, fits in both for Nishal Yad and Nishal Rosh. So let's say, Shikudishonu, and it's supposed to be one, Al Sfiras Oimer, is a nice Nusach HaBrocha that can cover both the mitzvah the Mimni Yoimi, the mitzvah to count the days, and also for the mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot, the mitzvah to count the weeks. Why should you have to say two different brochas? Strange. Then the Rambam gives a couple of other explanations that are equally difficult. If Abai would have said, then would have implied that they're two different mitzvahs. But because he says mitzvah l'mimne yomi, mitzvah l'mimne shavui, that's why it's only one mitzvah. Very unclear what he's driving at. So the Rambam is unclear. Anyway, that's what the Rambam holds, that it's only one mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh, one of the later Balei HaTosfos, the late Pishayim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes explicitly in his Sefer that the two separate mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs, and Mizban Shabbos Hamikdash Yekayim and Sfiras Soimer was their raisa. They used to say two separate brachas: a bracha on the mitzvah of the minyan yomim, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos Yitzvanu Lispor Hayomim, Shal Sfiras Soimer. Then they would say Hayomim Shloshim Yomim BaOimer. Then they would say Atzveit the bracha Asher Kedushanu Mitzvos Yitzvanu Al Sfiras HaShavuah Shal Sfiras Soimer. Then they would say Hayomim Abo Shavuah Ushnei Yomim BaOimer. But since Mizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanon, so you don't say a bracha. Who? What? What did he pull over? So he explains what's the Rabbanon. So he alludes, he quotes a Gemara. We don't exactly have that Gemara. There is a Gemara Menachos where the Gemara discusses Sfira Soimer. So one of the Amorai makes a statement that Sfira Soimer was only a mitzvah min ha-Torah bizman shabbos hamikdash oikana. Because the pasuk in this week's Seder says, you count Sfiras Omer from that day that you bring the Korban Omer. But if Bizman is there, there is no Hakrovas Korban Omer, we don't bring a Korban Omer. So the whole Sfiras Omer, the most it could be, is only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says that Sfiras Omer, Bizman is there, is only with the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara says, Ameimar only counted the day, and he didn't count the weeks. Ameimar lived in the period of the Amorai, after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. So he only counted the days. Ameimar money, Yoimei, Velo money, Shavui. He didn't count the weeks. Why? So we have the text in the Gemara. Omar, take his up, Zechel Amigdashi. Since the Sfira Sayim of his mind is as only the Rabbanon, it's not a mitzvah and a Torah because you don't have the Hakrava Sayimer. No, so it's only the Rabbanon. So you're not mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah the way it was kept in the days of the Beit HaMikdash. Marshal Amad Abadayimah, the Ran writes the Sukkah. But in the Beit HaMikdash, when they had a mitzvah to shake them all of all 7 days of Sukkahs, so they had to have Shalachem all 7 days, and they had to have Hodor all 7 days on the Lulav. But his man is there. That we shake a lulav all 7 days, Zechel HaMikdash, you don't have to have Shalachem all 7 days, because after all, it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. You don't have to make the Zechel exactly the same way it was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Adarabe, you want to show that it's not a din, there's something missing, so you show that it's only Midir Rabbanim is Manazah. This is right from Megillah and Dafkof on the base. Why is it that after we can't sphere, we say, Harachamon Hayach Salon Avayis Beis HaMikdash in Kainos? In the middle of nowhere. Yes, Kakarish Bocha to give back to Hakrovas HaKarbonis. The Beis says, because Sfira Sayim is only the Rabbanon, so we pray to Hakarish Bocha, he should give us back to Beis HaMikdash, so Sfira Sayim should become a mitzvah and a Torah. Okay.
So Amema wouldn't count the first week at all. He counted weeks.
No, Amema only counted the days. He didn't count, never counted weeks. The other way. Amema only counted days, he didn't count weeks. No. Then the Gemara says he counted both. Then the Gemara says, Rabbanon Be'er Avash, he counted both the days and the weeks. So we have the Giras in the Gemara that Ameimah only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, because since the whole Sfira Sayim of Bezman is only with the Rabbanon, so you're not mechuyev to make such a takon of the Rabbanon that it should be exactly imitating the din deraisa that was Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash or Yekayim. And other Rabbis, it's preferable to leave something out to demonstrate that it's not Bishlei Musa, that we should have what to be Mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, Likishei Bona HaMikdash. That's the way we read the Gemara. This Rabbeinu Yeruchem, the Talmud of the Rosh, must have had a different gears. He quotes that Ameimar counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because the Sfiras Hayomim is the Araisa, Bizman Azeh. The counting of the weeks depends on the Hakrov assignment. The counting of the days doesn't depend on the Hakrov assignment. And the next opinion, Rabbanah the Be'er Avashi, that they counted both the days and the weeks, the counting of the days is Minat Torah, like Ameimar says, and the counting of the weeks is only with the Rabbanah. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchem says that today, when we count Sfira, we count both days and weeks. The counting of the days is Minat Torah. The counting of the weeks is only with the Rabbanah. So we only say one bracha on the counting of the days, that's Minat Torah. The counting of the weeks, we don't say a bracha because it's only with the Rabbanah. But Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Hoyakayim, and when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we will say two brachas and we'll fulfill the both mitzvahs Minat Torah, which are two unrelated mitzvahs. The whole thing is that it's not to be understood. First of all, we don't have that girsa in the Gemara. Where did he get this girsa from? The Rosh has the same girsa that we have. All the Balei HaTanya, everybody has the same girsa. It must have had a strange Gemara. Different girsa. And furthermore, the Psukim don't read the way that Rabbeinu Yeruchem says. The Psukim have in Parshas Bahar, where you have the mitzvah of counting days, it says, from the day you bring the Hakrovas HaKorban Omer, it says, Tisbruch HaMishim Yom. You should count the days after the Hakrovas Korban Omer. So the days depend on the Korban. And Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't say a word about Hakrovas Omer. It just says, Shuvah Shuvah Tisbaloch, Nehachol Chemesh Bakoma, Tochol Tisbruch Shuvah Shuvah. From the harvesting season. It doesn't say anything about Hakrovas Omer. So if you want to split between the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks and say that something is Minat Torah and something is Minat Rabbanon, if anything, it should be the other way. You should say that the counting of the weeks is Minat Torah, because in Parashas Re'eh, where the mitzvah of the Mimni Shavui appears, it doesn't mention anything about the Hakrov HaSaimer. And the counting of the days in Parashas Bahar is linked up with the Hakrov HaSaimer. So that should be Minat Rabbanon. We don't understand. That's the Shverer Rabbeinu. He says that they're two different mitzvahs. How do we assume whether Sfira Sayim is the Raisa, the Rabbanah, says this Rabbeinu Yeruchem? We usually don't paskin like it. Sometimes Rabbeinu Yeruchem is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch every other page. We paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchem. Yeah, we paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchem. When he goes along the line with Tesis, with Rashi, with the Rosh, and he adds on to what all the Balei HaTosafot are saying, he goes in the same direction. So he goes one step further, a few steps further. But when he goes off on his own merry way, then we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchem. He's one of the later. He was the Talmud of the Rosh. The Rosh was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutmer, who is assumed to be the last of the Balei HaTosafot. The Rosh is very late. One of the later Rishonim. So Rabbeinu Yeruchem was the Talmud of the Rosh. The same period as the Tur is
the
sun.
Paskin according to dreams? Is this the same one?
No. That's the Talmud. That was an earlier Rishon. That was the Rabbeinu Yitam. His name was also Yaakov. Yaakov Yishtam. So the Rabbeinu Tam quoted in places all the time. His name was Rabbeinu Yankov. And he had a Talmud. His name was Rabbeinu Yankov. And they called them both the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe was called the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Talmud was also called the Rabbeinu Tam. So he's the one who had the Tzadis of Chilis and Hashamayim. It's called. He had dreams all the time. He used to ask the angels in his dreams what the halachas are. And the angels used to give very unclear answers. They didn't want to commit themselves. Yeah. So they gave poetic answers. They used to quote psukim, and it's very unclear often what they were driving at. Sometimes they gave a straight answer. But most of the time they gave very vague answers. So this Rabbeinu Yeruchim we don't follow. They're going to say that counting of the days is min haTorah, and counting of the weeks is only the Rabbanon. This we don't follow. That's a collector's item, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Shaila is, how do we pass? So the Magen Avraham says that we pass from Allah HaMaisa, like the Gemara, like the Tosfos, like the Ran. That Sfiras Tamei Bizmana says only the Rabbanon. This is a little, that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is a little questionable, because even though that's what the Gemara says, that it's only with the Rabbanon, and that's how the Taisus assumes that it's only the Rabbanon, the Ram, they all assume it's only the Rabbanon. The Rambam and all of the Gaonim assume that Sphira Saim of Bizman HaZeh is their eyes. Where did they get it from? I think Gemara says the Fair is only the Rabbanon. So they read the Gemara like this. Ameymar only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks, because Omar, Zechel HaMikdash, it's only with the Rabbanon, only to remember the way things were in the days of the Beit HaMikdash. So you don't have to make it, and it's not proper to make a full Zechel HaMikdash, to do the mitzvah exactly the way it was done in the days of Beit HaMikdash. It's not proper. You should show that it's only the Rabbanon, so you only count halfway. You only count the days, and you don't count the weeks. But then the Gemara hacks up, and the Gemara says, but we don't follow Ameimah. We follow the Rabbanon, the Bei Rav Ashi, who counted both the days and the weeks. So what does that imply? So, whereas the Tosfos and the Ran and the Magen Avraham say that if all it means is that we hold Taka in principle, we hold like a Meimah, that Sfiras Tamei Bizman HaZeh as long as Rabbanon, but we go all the way, we count the days and the weeks. So the Rambam and the Goyim say no, the reason why we don't follow a Meimah's practice of only counting the days and not the weeks is because we hold that his premise is incorrect. We assume that Sfiras Tamei today is Menatayrus, Mederaisim. So therefore you have to fulfill the both parts of the Sefer Samah, the mitzvah of the Mimna Yom, to count the days and to count the weeks. So even though this is the Rambam and the Gaonim's opinion, that Sefer Samah today is Manat Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass like that. They pass like the Tosfos, that Sefer Samah is only the Rabban. That's why there's a dispute. Tosfos writes on that daf and Menachos, daf Samachim and Aleph, that let's say daf Meirev early, and after you finish Alein, when Meirev, it's still not Nach, it's still not Tosfos Chacham. So are you permitted to count Sefer or not? So Tosfos says, well, if Sfiras Tamei would be a mitzvah min haTorah, and Bein HaShmashos, before Nacht is Bein HaShmashos, is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, so Safik Deraisa L'Chumres, so then you shouldn't count. You should wait till it's Vaday Nacht, till it's Tosfos HaKach. But it's time that we pass on that Sfiras Tamei Bizman HaZeh is only with the Rabbanon, so Bein HaShmashos is a Safik, so Sfeik at the Rabbanon L'Kule. So Tosfos says, you're permitted to count Sfiras Tamei Bein HaShmashos, and then they throw in another one, and it's even a mitzvah min haMufkor. It's a hidden mitzvah to count Bein HaShmashos. Why? Because it's Tmimos. What's Parak Tmimos? Because the Gemara says, when do you tell Sfira? They tell Sfira at night, or they tell Sfira in the daytime. So the Gemara says, you cannot count Sfira in the daytime, because it says in the Pasuk, Tmimos together, that it has to be Tmimos. So the Gemara understands Tmimos means, as much of the day as possible should be included in the Sfira. You should count Sfira as early as possible. So don't wait till tomorrow morning to count Sfira. Count at the beginning of the night. The Tosfos says we're going to outsmart the Torah. We're going to count even during Bein HaShmashos.
It's a
Sofik. So we may be chapping around a few more minutes. If Sfiras Tamei would be there, then you can't risk it. You may not be yotzei the mitzvah, you'd be saying a bracha v'atah. But since Sfiras Tamei is only the Rabbanon, so sake of the Rabbanon is l'kula, so not only is it permissible to count in Bein HaShmashos, it's preferable because you're counting earlier and you're including more of the day into the sphere. So that's the Ran on the last page of the Rif in Maseches Pesachim, Tainus against Tosfos, that they're wrong. Even though there is a din of Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula, but you're not permitted to create a situation of a Sofik and to go Lekula Lechatchila?
That's not the Sofik is different. The Sofik, when it's Sveira the Rabbanon arise, that's a Sveira. But the day is not a Sveika the Rabbanon. When it's day or night, it's not a Sveika the Sveika Mitzvah. What is it? That's not a Sveika the Rabbanon.
No, I mean it's a Sofik Deraita that's relevant within the Rabbanon. It's another Taina. Another Taina. Do you have the right to be Mekel and Bein HaShmashos?
The Pasuk is Merachel Chamesh Vakoma. So that was at night. So therefore, you have to go all around the clock to make it complete.
Well, that's what the Gemara asks. How do you know? That's all the same stuff. How in Menachos? How do you know that you do the Ketzir HaSoimer at night? Maybe you do the harvesting in the daytime, just like the Hakrova has to be done in the daytime, the Kmitza with the Haktorah, everything is in the daytime. So maybe the harvesting is also in the daytime, and the Sphira is all in the daytime. The Gemara says, no, it can't be, because it says that the Sphira has to be Tmimos, you have to count as much of the day into the Sphira as possible. And if the Sphira is supposed to follow the harvesting, so obviously, and the Sphira has to be at night, obviously the harvesting has to be at night. So that's exactly how the Gemara establishes that the Ketzira is Balaila, and the Hakrov is Bayom, because the Sphira, the counting, on the first day of Sphira Sinai, means the first night of Chol HaMoed. Pesach only has one day, Yontif, and then you have 5 days Chol HaMoed. In Eretz Yisrael, you have one day Yontif, 5 days Chol HaMoed, and between the middle is day Yontif. So on the first night of Chol HaMoed, first they do Ketzira Soimer, Bizman HaMikdash, you harvest the Yomer, and then you count the Sphira, and then you bring the carbon one more. So the Gemara establishes that the Ketzira is Balayla based on this Pasuk of Tmimos, that the Sphira has to be Tmimos. So we fasten like the Ran, that L'chatchili, not allowed to count Sphira Soimer during Bein HaShemesh, it's not like Tesis, but still the Ran and Tesis both assume, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the beginning of the Gemara, that Sphira Soimer is Man Hazeh is only Midi Rabban.
That would only be the first day you have more Tmimos, so like you're talking about the second day that you do, you're taking away from the first day.
It doesn't
work.
You're not taking away. Whenever you count, you're not taking away from any other day.
You're already said that's going on in the first day. You haven't got Tmimus in the first day. You're deducted.
But yesterday's mitzvah you fulfilled. Let's say I count Sphira and I die. I was yaitzeh. I was yaitzeh that mitzvah. I mean, I didn't live through till the end of the day. Once I count Sphira, that mitzvah is finished. When I come the next night, I count the next night. So I want to chaperon as much as possible of that unit of 24 hours into that sphere assignment. That's Gad HaMachloikis HaRishon. When the Gemara says, every day separate mitzvah. Yeah. When you count sphere assignment at night and not in the daytime because you want to chaperon, you want to include as much as possible into the sphere because of Tmimos, that's what the Gemara says. So does this really necessarily imply you should count as early as possible in the night? Or not necessarily, it just means you should count...
No.
The Gemara understands that. No, the Gemara understands you're never taking away. Every day when I count Sphira, I was yotzei the mitzvah. I don't take away from the previous day. Every day when I count, I should count in such a way as to include as much of this day that I'm counting as possible into the Sphira. Not taking away. No, the other one you already counted. You counted at the beginning of that day. This is going to be. Last night we said tonight is going to be the 30th day.
But you mean,
so I should count it.
24 hours.
You won't have 24 hours in between one and the other.
Why can't you say when you make the brucha, you make the brucha that you make the brucha a minute before the day is over, but you make it should be chal when that day ends. You don't know. We can't be much. It should be yaitzu. If you start when the day starts, when the new day starts. You can make it like that.
Okay. No, but you have to count. The question, you have to count on the day. You can't count before the day begins. The Taisis claims that it's preferable to count Bein HaShemashes B'zman HaZeh because Sveika D'Rabbanan
L'Kul. We go by the first night we count by Seder, so it's midnight already.
It's a different reason why. It's a different story.
I want to say Tmimus by Shabbos. Tmimus.
Yeah.
The week should be Tmimus. Let's say the Yom should be Tmimus.
That's mentioned in this passage. The Tmimos is mentioned here in Parshas Emor. So the Gemara understands that the Sheva Shabbos doesn't mean that that's what you should count. It says during the duration of the 7 weeks you should count the 50 days. It doesn't say you should count the weeks. The counting of the weeks is in the other pasuk in Re'eh. The Gemara says that. No, the Gemara says that the Tmimos only says by the just the reverse. Just the reverse. It only says it by the Yomim. Where's that pasuk? Says you should bring the Omer. You should count for 7 full weeks. You should count. What should you count? Chamishim Yom. You should count the days. That's how the Gemara understands this pasuk. That the 7 weeks is not what you should count. That there's man during which you're counting the days. And the fact that you have to count the weeks, that's the pasuk in Re'eh. That's how the Gemara understands. That this pasuk tells you mitzvah mimni yomim, and that pasuk tells you mitzvah the mimni shavui. The two different parts for the mitzvah. That's why some are of the opinion, they quote the Beis HaLevi, and others are of the opinion that if you miss the day, the Baha came up with a new din. So he says, quote, name of Hagi, he missed the day, so you can't continue to count, period. Because it says, Nechomish Tmimos, and it's incomplete. And all the Rishonim disagree. They say, that's ridiculous. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. How can the Bahag make up his own din? So because we don't paskan like the Bahag, if the din would have been like the Bahag, you just would stop counting it. If you got to count one day, you wouldn't bother to continue counting because you won't be fulfilling any mitzvah anyway. Because you blew it. You ruined your chance to fulfill a mitzvah. It's not going to be tmimah. So because all of the Rishonim disagree with the Bahag, so we don't follow his opinion. So we do continue to count. But out of respect to the Bahag, who says that you won't fulfill the mitzvah, so we delete the brach. So you don't say the brach. So that's the shaila. What happens, let's say, if I missed counting on one of the first 7 days? I forgot to count one of the first 7 days. Not the first day, the second day, whatever. But then, starting from the seventh day on, I'll remember to count every single night. So the Beis Halevi and others came up with an einfall that since the pasuk only states tmimos in connection with counting of the day, the mitzvah the mimnish yomei, the mitzvah to count the days appears in Parashas Emor. And here it says tmimos. And the Baha claims that the phrase tmimos has the connotation of not missing. But in Parashas Re'eh, it doesn't say anything about tmimos over there, so that's a separate mitzvah to count the weeks. So he claimed that even though you're missing a day and you're lacking in the tmimos of the days, but starting from the seventh day on, you're not missing anything. So it counts.
So he
says starting from the seventh day on, you can count with the brach. And then he had a further chiddush. Then he had a further chiddush, and he said that let's say you missed counting the eighth day, the first 6 days you don't count the weeks. But starting from the seventh day on, then you can't start counting the weeks. So he says that since many, we show them are of the opinion that the mitzvah to count the weeks is only on the seventh day, the 14th day, the 21st day, the 28th day, at the completion of the week. And it doesn't make any sense to say that, yesterday we counted, we said it was 4 weeks and 2 days. 4 weeks and 2 days, so what do you gain? You may as well say 30 days. What do you gain by saying that's the equivalent of 4 weeks? So many Rishonim are of the opinion that the mitzvah, the mimni shavui, only applies at the conclusion of the week, the seventh day, the 14th day. So he said that what if the person counted the seventh, and he forgot something in between, and then it comes to the 14th, but he said counted all the way up until the 16th, and then he forgot. When it comes to the completion of the week, when it comes to the 14th, and the 21st, and the 28th, he says then you can say a brach.
Only on those weeks finished.
In between you should count without a brach, but at the conclusion of the week you should count with a brach. Why? Why such a funny thing? Because we really don't paskin like the Baha. Because we really don't paskin. One second. We really don't paskin like the Baha. Because most of the Rishonim hold against the Baal Halacha's Gedolah. They hold there is no such thing. He made up the din from thin air that if you miss the day, you can't continue to count. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. No. So we treat it as if it's a suffix, and we say suffix brachas b'hakel, so you should only count without a brach. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if there's any other suffix, if there's any other sniff to be mitzarev, then you say that it's sort of a sex faker, and then you may say a brach. But they say in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a person is not sure if he counted during the whole day or not. He doesn't remember if he counted. Or let's say he did count in the daytime. He didn't count at night, he counted in the daytime. So if he counts in the daytime, it's a machlekes and tesis, two opinions, whether you yoytze sphere or soim. Because the Gemara runs out from that pasuk tamimos that you have to count from the beginning of the night, as early as possible. So the question is, what if you violated that, then you counted in the daytime? Are you yoytze or not? So it's a machlekes. So we say, if you count in the daytime, maybe you're yotzei, so you ought to count in the daytime, but believe broch, count without a broch, because maybe you're not yotzei. But what about when it comes the next night? So then you should say a broch when you continue to count, because it's sort of a sex fake, and maybe you didn't miss anything, because you counted in the daytime, maybe you were yotzei with that. And even if you weren't yotzei with the counting that you did in the daytime, we really don't pass like the Bahag, maybe we don't, for sure we don't pass like the Bahag. But we're just machmer for his opinion, so as long as you have any sniff to be mitzaret, then you have a right to say the bracha. So the Beis Halevi says, this is also a snitch. When it comes the end of the week, since the Rav Rishonim will say that the mitzvah to count the weeks is only the end of the week, that's good enough. That's a question whether that makes sense or not, what the Beis Halevi said makes sense. Because we said earlier, there's a machlek, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. One second. There's a machlek, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, whether the one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says these are two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. But we don't follow that Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Nobody holds that it's two mitzvahs. And Mizman HaMikdash, he say two brachas. We all assume like the Rambam, that it's all one mitzvah. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so what does it mean it's one mitzvah to count days and weeks? So he says, Rav Soloveitchik used to give this mashal to explain what the Rambam says. Let's say I say, I have 137 pennies. So instead of saying 137 pennies, he say, I have a dollar, 37 balaz. So that's the way we're supposed to count sphere. We say, Yesterday was the 30th day of Svira. That's the equivalent of 4 weeks and 2 days. The Torah says, mitzvah mimna yomei. The mitzvah really is to count the days. And then you should consolidate the days and combine them together in such a way, like you would put the, how many dollars it is and how many pennies changed. So you say, the 30 days are the equivalent of 4 weeks and 2 days. But the Iker mitzvah, according to the Rambam, really is the mitzvah to count the days. And the weeks is just the icing on the cake. That's a mitzvah min ha-muvchor, to package the days together and to combine them in such a way. So you're going to tell me when it comes to the end of the week. So there's a machlokes whether you only package them together at the end of the week or even in the middle of the week. So you're going to tell me if the fellow forgot something over here or over there. So there's no tamimos because he forgot a day. But when it comes to the end of the week, the 7th, the 14th, 21st, he can count with a broch. But the Rambam says that that's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to count at the end of the week how many weeks. There's just a detail within the mitzvah, the mimna yomei, that you should combine them all together. So the Beis HaLevi says no, but the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds it's a separate mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, so even though we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, but we don't pass like the Bahag either, that if you miss the day, you don't count. So you just choshish for the Bahag to delete the bracha. No, it says in Shulchan Aruch, whenever there's any sniff called, whenever there's any other tzad to say that you're not in violation of the Bahag, so then you do say a bracha. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham Sheet is a sniff called, he says you can be mitzarf that. As long as you didn't miss anything by the end of the week, then you can count with a bracha. Well, let's say as long as you didn't miss starting from day 7 on. So he says, so you follow that sheet so that you fulfill the mitzvah to count the weeks every single day. So starting from, if you only missed the first 6 days, you missed all the first 6 days, you missed some of the first 6 days. So then the Beis HaLevi says, start counting from the 7th day with a bracha. Because when from the 7th day on, you start counting the mitzvah in the Shavuot. And some Rishonim hold that mitzvah counts Shavuot, the count of weeks applies each and every day, not just on the 7th and the 14th and the 21st. So say with a bracha. Same as everybody else who counts. Same nusach as everybody else who counts. No, that's not a problem.
Would you be able to count
on a tonight?
Today is 3,
then
I'm saying 4. Today is 4, then I'm saying 4.
I mean, a person doesn't know what date is. That's a shaila. That's a big shaila. The Rishonim at the very end of Psachim, where the Rif quotes a little bit, and the last page in Psachim, the Rif quotes the Dinam of Sfira Saim. So the Baal Hamor, on the bottom of the page of the Rif, Ben Ezrachi Alevi, yes, the Kasha, that since we live in Chutz Loretz, we observe 2 days Yontif, Pesach, and that's supposedly based on the sake of the Yoimo, that we act as if we don't know whether the first day is Yontif or the second day is Yontif, and Sfira Simon has to begin from the second day, from the first day Chalamoid. So why shouldn't we count the double Sfira? The second night to the second Seder we should count Hayom Yom Echad Boimer, then the next night we should count Hayom, today's either the first day of the Sfira or the second day of the Sfira, depending whether the first day Yontif was real or a fraud, or the second day Yontif was the real Yontif. Why shouldn't we always count the fake of the Yontif? So the Ram gives an answer, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, everybody gives a different answer. The Dvar Avraham, the Kovna Rav, who died in the middle of the Second World War, and the Kovna Gedol, the Kovna Rav gives a teretz in his Sefer, which Rav Shimon Shkop, in his Sefer, Shimon Shkop wrote in the Sefer Shari Yosha, he writes that one of the Gedolim, he doesn't quote whom, one of the Gedolim said a teretz, and he forgot who it was, and it's this teretz. That when you have a mitzvah to count, if you don't know exactly what the day is, you're going to say today's either the first day or the second day, then that's not called counting. Then you're just not yet to the mitzvah. Let's say a person really is traveling on the road, he doesn't have a luach, and he just doesn't remember what today is, and he counted last night, he just doesn't remember. So he says, and Rav Shimon Shkop say that you can't count Allah Sufi. Today is either the 29th or the 30th, I'm not sure which one, but I know it's either 29th or the 30th. So he says that you can't count like that. So it's no good. If he's not sure at the time that he's counting which is the correct answer, he says he's vaday not yaitz to the mitzvah. Not that he's yaitz to mimonim shah, he claims that he's vaday not yaitz. So that's what the Dvar Avraham says, that's why the Chachamim didn't institute a sfeika d'yana regarding Sfira Soimer, because he won't be yaitz, because Sfira has to be with Torah's vaday. Well, we taka act as if we're not sure, that's why we have 2 days Shavuos. The other rabbi, that's when you have 2 days Shavuot. The Baal Hamor, that's what you mean. The Baal Hamor writes like this. When it will come, the first night of Shavuot, we're going to make Kiddush. And then we're going to say, Sfira Saim Misafek, maybe today's the 49th night of Sfira. So the Baal Hamor says that'll be a Bizoyan for a Yom Tov. if you're saying, if you're counting Svira, that means that it's the day before Yontif, and it's Mamash Yontif Deraisa. So he says, that we wouldn't allow. To count Svira on Shavuos night and Safik, we wouldn't allow. So he says, therefore they left out all the Svira Seimer of the Sfeika Diyam. That's what the Baal HaMoor gives as a test.
That's why.
And others say, Vosses Gefel. So you count Svira Seimer.
I think that's the reason why.
Sitting in the circuit.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason.
So the Rishonim into that Kasha. So they say, no.
That's why I say, that's why we can't set it up by late. That's why the reason we call it late, because we don't make a Sfeika Diyam right there. So we have to know if you're going to count Svira, then you're going to sit down to the Seder.
Why you count after the Seder? When you count Svira, you're saying that Mimachas Hashem, the Yontif is over. Right. So then you sit down, you make a Seder. You make a Seder means that you're saying that it is Yontif. So first you prove the Seder, today Yontif. Yeah. And then after you already did all the observance of Yontif, then you count the Svira that today is not Yontif. But tomorrow morning you're going to observe Yontif again. That's the Kasha.
That's the Kasha.
The Hasidim count after the Seder. But the Paskim hold Allah that it's not right, that you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to.
Because you bring in the, when you mentioned the Shvat Paras Shol was the end of the Seder.
No. The Chassidim don't give that time. The Chassidish is trying to say a different reason why they count at the end of this, at the end of the Seder. Because at the Seder we say Halal Sholem, and the Zohar says, Akasha, why don't you say Halal Sholem Ashvi Shol Pesach? In commemoration of the Kriyas Yamsil. So the Gemara gives an answer, whatever. So the Zohar gives a different answer. That you're not permitted to say Gan Halal during Sfira Seimer. Because during the period of Sfira Seimer, the Jewish people are sort of counting Shiva Nikim. Like when a person is Tameh, he has to count 7 days Nikim. So when the whole nation is Tameh, the whole Kali Sot was in the, was Ein Zunken and Tumas Mitzrach. So in order to remove the Tumah, the whole nation has to count Shiva Nikim 7 weeks. In order to purify. That's what we say in the Tefillah. Retire the whole nation from their Tumah, so you need 7 weeks. And when a person is Tameh, he's in a semi-state of Avelus. So that's what the Zohar says, that it's forbidden to recite Halal Shalem on Shvi Shal Pesach because we're in the middle of Sfira. That's why many object to reciting Halal Shalem on Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim because of that Zohar. That it shouldn't be better. Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim shouldn't be better than Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach is a Kriyas Yamsuf.
They didn't say Halal. Didn't they say Halal every time they brought a Kavan and stuff?
Well,
Yontif by the Torah, Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi,
Mikra Kodesh. But we don't say Halal Shalom on the last day of Pesach, so what should
they? No, but we say Halal with Rachel. We don't want that.
Well, we only say Chatzi Halal. We only say Chatzi Halal. We don't say Halal Shalom. Chatzi Halal, the Rambam says, is a siman that it's only a minha. If it would be a din, then you would say Halal Shalom. The Gemara says Chatzi Halal on Shchodesh is only a minha. The Gemara never says the Feirish about Chatzi Halal on the last days of Pesach. From Chalamoidan that you say Chatzihal. So the Rambam writes, whenever you say Chatzihal, even on the end of Pesach, it's only a minute. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban and says that it's not correct. That on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says on the last Datum Tainus that it's only a minute. Chatzihal on the last days of Pesach started from Chalamoidan. That's the Takana de Rabban. That's not a minute.
So is the Sfira because of Rabbi Akiva's thing that happened? And
the Zohar says it has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim dying. The Torah says that it was instituted that we don't take haircuts and we don't get married in the Sfira. Because of the fact that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died, there was a Churban HaTorah. And then the Rishonim say that that's when the Crusades occurred during the springtime. They killed so many Jews throughout the generations during that period of the year. So it's Avelos on Churban HaTorah. But the Zohar, which supposedly preceded this period of history, says it has nothing to do with the fact that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died. It's on a level of their Isa. And it's not for 33 days. It's for all of 49 days.
So where's their hint? What's happened to their Isa?
That's the hint.
Yes.
That the Sfira Seimer has 7 weeks to be mitaher the nation from its tumah. A private person is tummy needs 7 days. The whole nation is tummy needs 7 weeks. When a person is tummy, there's a partial observance of avelus that the tummy is forbidden to enter the Beis Hamikdash and participate in Hakrovas Karbonas, because entering Beis Hamikdash and Hakrovas Karbonas is a matter of simcha, and the one is tummy is forbidden to participate in these forms of simcha. So because there's a mikzas avelus on a level of their right, because the whole nation is supposed to be in the process of purifying itself from the Tumah, from the Tumas Mitzrayim every year. Just like the first year, after Yetzias Mitzrayim from Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to be Metayer ourselves, so every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this ability within the whole nation as this chus, within this period of Sfira Seimer. So because we're all acting as if we're in a state of Tumah, so the Zohar makes a statement, so Pikabola, the Gemara doesn't say that we have a certain observance of Avelus, and therefore it's not proper to recite the Halal Shol.
Also, because any time that they brought, what kind of carbon would they have to bring in order to blow the shofar, in order to say halal and stuff like that? Was that on every shlomim that they brought? Was it just on Kabbalah Sibur?
On Kabbalah Sibur, there was Shira, yeah.
That means, was that every day?
Every day. Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim in Erchin and in Sukkah, where the Shira B'Peh, and I'm sorry, you have to have Shira. What Shira? Shira B'Peh to sing a niggin? Or with words, or you have to have Iker Shira B'Kli. They always had Klezai. They always had Klezemer. They always had musical instruments, but the Gemara has a dispute whether that's the Raisa de Rabbana. So it's generally assumed the Maskana Sagmara is that Iker Shira B'Peh, that the mitzvah de Raisa, that the Levim should sing Shira, they should sing and say words. They don't have to have musical instruments. And the Klezemer that they used, the Shira B'Kli, was only Levatume Kola, in order to enhance the singing. The Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar that there were special days that they had to blow chatzotzes. Yom Simchas, Adech, Rosh Hashechem. It's Kaita Machatzotzes, Halo Lasechem, Azim Chay Shalmeh. That's a special, that's not every day. It's only on Rosh Chadoshim and on Yom Tovim they have to blow chatzotzes in conjunction with Hakrovas HaKorbanos. But every day of the year, when they brought the Korbanos Tiba, they didn't have Shira B'Kli. They just had Shira, they had to have Shira, but there was only Shira B'Peh. But the Rabbanah, they always had Shira B'Kli also. They had that during Svira too.
Yeah,
and they brought the Korbanos, they played the music in the Beis HaMikdash, that's for sure. Just because everybody else wasn't listening to music, it doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash are not going to play the music. So it's Din Atar, you have to have Shira. And even though the Shira B'Kli is only the Rabbanah, but it's still the Rabbanah. It's a mitzvah the Rabbanah, so you play the music. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's our claims that we observe Avelis in a certain sense, on a level of their eyes.
Why did the Hasidim say
Halal
after the 11th
Sefer? Right, so in the Hasidish Svarim they write that because it's forbidden to recite Halal Shalem during Svira, as it says in the Zohar, and in the state of in the Balatanya sitting, he quotes the whole discussion, so he gives some kind of a text. I don't know.
Yehuda
Ramezu
bring down.
Yeah, he said that the people were Amor Vatasadeh, they went to the fields, and they counted to know the time that was there. It was some close issue. It's an agricultural. No one should work with them, yeah. The Torah quotes the minig from the Gaonim, that they had a minig of Avelis during Sira because of the fact, Sigmund Yabama says, Talmid Rabbi Akiva died in between Pesach and Shavuos. So the Torah quotes the minig that was established with Kufas HaGaonim, not to get married during that period of the year. Then a later minig developed separate, in a different period of history, another minig developed not to take haircuts. It says explicitly that they were instituted at two different times, not the same minig. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, that there are three different levels of avelus in halacha. There's Shiva, Rahman al-Aslan, which is the most intense, and then there's Shloshim for the first month, and then if a parent dies, Allah al-Nimo, then there's avelus of Yitzvah Shkodesh. He explained that the avelus that we have in the minig, that we have to observe Avelis in connection with Talmid Rabbi Akiva Zayin during Sfira, says in Shulchan Aruch that it's only a mixas Avelis. What do you mean the slight? What's mixas? The slightest Avelis that you have is Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh. So he said, if it's only like Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh, that's why you shouldn't have parties, you shouldn't have dancing, music, these kind of things, you shouldn't take a haircut, but you're allowed to get married. Let's say a person is getting married for the first time, and one of his parents dies, so he's not allowed to get married until after the year is up. So if they didn't, they didn't state the famous, that's permitted, you should wait till after Shloshim. After Shloshim is up, one is permitted. It's me, Shein Lo Isha Banim. If the person never got married, he's getting married now for the first time. So he's permitted to get married in the middle of Yud Beis Chodesh. So how come the minig is that you don't get married during Sira? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, no, other Rabbi, you look in the Torah, you see the famous that there are two different minhagim that were instituted at two different times. One meaning not to take haircuts, and one meaning not to get married. So you see that's a different minhagim. The meaning not to take haircuts, that's taka the minig to observe miksa saveilu. The meaning not to get married stays the Farish in the Behetiv quotes it, but that's a different talk. Like you don't get married in the second half of the month because it's not a Simon Toiv. You should set your wedding date at a time that you have a Simon Toiv. So you shouldn't get married during the Sphere period. It's not a Mazalika time of the year to get married. It has nothing to do with Avel.
Pesach
Sheni is the head of the year. Pesach Sheni? No. There is no Pesach Sheni. Every year I tell my Talmidim, we don't have any Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. Yesterday was not Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon Aydei Rav HaTzibur. If the majority of the Jewish people offered Pesach Rishon, then yesterday would have been Pesach Sheni. But nobody brought Pesach Rishon. So yesterday was not Pesach Sheni. That's why the Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachna. The Minig Sfarad is that you don't say Tachna on Pesach Sheni. It's a Zecher. The Minig Ashkenaz is that it's not even Pesach Sheni. It wasn't Pesach Sheni yesterday. It's not a calendaric day. If they would have built the Beis HaMikdosh yesterday, they would have not brought the Pesach Sheni. It says so the Farish in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi has a Minchas Sinchot. The Yerushalmi has a Machlokes about that. If they build the Beis HaMikdash in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, do you walk with Pesach Sheni or not? So Minchas Sinach writes on Parshas Bahaloyscha. I'm writing this din now in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He's writing over the Halachas and his two opinions in Yerushalmi, and he wonders what the din would be. He says we're going to wait to see what's going to be if Mashiach comes and they build the Beis HaMikdash in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Will we bring Pesach Sheni? Not his two opinions. The Pella, he himself quotes on Parshas Boy, when he elaborates on all the dinim of Korban Pesach, he quotes the Gemara with the Rambam where it says the Farish and the Bavli and Masechet Tzachim, that Pesach Sheni only exists if the Rov HaTzibur offered Pesach Rishon. What if they brought Pesach Rishon but only Miut HaTzibur? That year there's also no Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not a calendar day, so we don't have, there is no Pesach Sheni thing. On the assumption that Svira Soimer Bizman Hazeh is only made the Rabbanon, Rabbi Kivega is bothered with a kasha in Shulchan Aruch. It says that on Friday night, when in Shul, let's say, when the Chazan wants to say Kiddush and they want to tell Svira Soimer, let's say they daven after this man, after Tzeitzah come, and they have two mitzvahs to fulfill, so which mitzvah should you do first? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you should recite Kiddush first in order to be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. And after you Mekabel Shabbos earlier, then you should tell Sfira. And on Matzoi Shabbos, you should do the reverse. That first you tell Sfira, and then you say Havdalah later, even though it's already after Tzeitzah Kachav, and everybody already said Atachon Antonu and the Shmoy Nasri of Meirin, and Shabbos is open, the people are doing Malacha, but still, the official farewell to Shabbos is the reciting of the Havdalah Lakos. So the Gemara says that Kol Apuki Yoimo Miacharinon. The Gemara says in the end of Brachos, you should always try to postpone the bidding of farewell to the Shabbos. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the minig all over, that first you count Sfira Soimer, and then you recite Havdalah later. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with a kash, that there is a machloikas, whether Havdalah is derais or derabbanon. We discussed it this year a little bit in connection with the Gemara and Beitzah. Because from the pasuk of Zohar, Yom Shabbos Lekatsho, we derive that there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush, but maybe Havdalah is only the Rabban. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush and Havdalah are the right. And the Magen Mishnah writes that many Rishonim disagree, they hold Havdalah is only the Rabban. So how do we pass on Halacha Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham passes that we hold the Halacha that is the right. We pass on like the Rambam. But Kiddush and Havdalah are both the right. And what's Sfira Sam of Bizman Hazeh Machloikis, whether Sfira Sam is the right or the Rabban. So what's the bottom line? How do we pass on Halacha Lamaisa, the Rabban? So he says, if you have two mitzvahs to fulfill, and one is much more important than the other, so we have a klal, let's say you have two mitzvahs to fulfill. One is a common mitzvah that you fulfill very often, one is a mitzvah that comes once in a year. So we have a klal, Torah Vishen or Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, the Mishnah, Perikola Tadir, the Mishnah in Drachim, and that's Peter. If you have two mitzvahs to fulfill, and one is more commonly observed than the other, so you do first, you should be organized. Unless you're going to do one mitzvah at 8 o'clock, you're going to do the other mitzvah at 10 o'clock. So you don't plan to do both now. But if you want to fulfill both mitzvahs now, you don't really have any reason to choose one first and then the other. So how should you arrange them? So the Mishnah says, first you do the Tadir, then you do the Eina Tadir. What happens if they're equally Tadir or equally Eina Tadir? So then the Mishnah says, if one is Mekudesh, one is Eina Mekudesh, one is a more important mitzvah than the other. It's hard to tell which mitzvah is more important than the other. But if you can tell, and the Mishnah tells you some rules and regulations how to tell, then you should fulfill the more important mitzvah first and fulfill the less important mitzvah later. So Rabbi Kiveger and many poskim before him also assume if you have two mitzvahs to fulfill, one is a mitzvah min haTorah, one is only a mitzvah min derabbanon, the hasvara no senes, the seichel dictates that the mitzvah min haTorah is the more important mitzvah. So you should fulfill the mitzvah.
Right? That's the whole thing. Now it's talking about kiddush haTorah.
Okay.
And then it says
something
you can't say the same
to Harisa. Okay, so there are terutim on the kasha. But Rabbi Kiveger, where's the kasha? Yes, why in the practice as it's written in Shulchan Aruch? That first you count Sfira, and then you recite Havdalah. Why? In order to prolong Shabbos a little longer, Kol HaPukei Yoimo Miacharinon, you extend Shabbos as long as possible. There's the kasha, but Sfira Soimer is only in the Rabbanon as we pass through Halacha. And Havdalah is the Raisa, so shouldn't it make more sense to recite Havdalah first and then to count Sfira? So that's a good parish. We already recited Havdalah. We said Atachan Antonu. So we satisfy the mitzvah min haTorah. And the reciting of the Havdalah Lakos, perhaps, is only the Rabbanon. Good.
So once they're both on a level of Drabbanan, then we can introduce this idea of Kol HaKukiyayim and Miachrina. Maybe that's the term. Havdolah al hakos? No. Only the Havdolah. Right. The Rambam says that even Kiddush al hayayin. Kiddush is their right. So the al hayayin is only the Rambam. He just asks the kasha, he blows by a kasha. He doesn't give any time. He doesn't go into where. On the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he poses the kasha and doesn't give it there. I'm going to give a teretz on every kash. There's a famous discussion in the Acharonim regarding women, whether women are obligated to fulfill Sfirah Sayim. Because all things Sfirah Sayim should certainly be a mitzvah saseh, shehaz man gromah, so women should be exempt. So that's the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that women are exempt. The Magen Avraham says that there are some mitzvahs that the women have accepted upon themselves to volunteer, like they all go to shul to hear tkiyas, and they all go to shul to they all ben shestrik. What about Sfirah Sayim? So the Magen Avraham claims that the minig is that all the women count Sfirah Sayim. And the Ramban writes in Kiddushin, and the Chiddush HaRamban, the end of the first parish, when the Mishnah and the Gemara give the cloud that a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, women are exempt from. And a mitzvah sasei shaloh hazman grama, women are obligated like a mezuzah or makeh or the like. Is a mitzvah sasei that's unrelated to any zman, so then the women are obligated in that. So the Ramban gives us an example of a mitzvah sasei that the women are obligated to fulfill because it has nothing to do with man, got the Sfirah Sayim. So all the Achrayim has Sfirah Sayim. Eilachas man grama yaitim is there. The mitzvah to count the days. Of course that's his man grama. How can the Ramban say that that's mitzvah sasei shavah as man grama? Very sure. So Rav Soloveitchik never liked to hear any of the tirutzim on this. He said that it's a misprint of Ramban is on Vaita. That's all. He wasn't interested in hearing tirutzim.
The mitzvah is a mitzvah.
Rashi in Brachas and Daf Chof says like that, that women are exempt from mitzvah sesah shazman grama, only mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah derabana, the cloud doesn't apply. The Tesis shows that Rashi is not right. We follow Tesis. Tesis says it's not. No, the Ramban is not talking because of the Rabbana. The Ramban is talking on a level of deraisa. Very hard to say it's a misprint because that's what the Rishonim had the gears in the Ramban. They say the Ramban. And the Rishonim explained it. When the Maharam Chalava passed away, his son wrote down chidushim that he had heard from his father. He's writing it quickly in order to make sure that he doesn't forget what he heard. His father just passed away and won't be able to ask him again. He's going to write down as much as he can remember. So he writes down, he heard from his father, Maram Chalva was one of the Rishayim. He has a sefer on Psochem that we have available. We don't have too much more from him, very little more. So they found out Kisfayad, written by his son, where the son writes, and my father told me Pshat in the Ramban. How can the Ramban say that women are chayv and spirits are imer? Isn't it as mangroma? Then he writes, no, that it's not as mangroma. That if the obligation to count Sfira would begin on the 16th day of Nisan, that's as mangroma. But he says it's not. On the 16th day of Nisan, you're obligated to bring the Korban Ha'omer. If they bring the Korban Ha'omer, the bringing of the Korban Ha'omer obligates you to count Sfira. And that's why the Gemara says that Sfira Sa'omer Bizman HaMikdosh is there. He said Bizman is there, it's only Rabbana. Because the man is that we don't bring the carbon hymen. So if an event is mechayiv you to fulfill a mitzvah, even though that event itself is a mitzvah sase shazman grama, the obligation to bring the carbon hymen is clearly a mitzvah sase shazman grama on the 16th of Nisan. Right, but she's not mechayiv to do that. The mechayiv, the thing that's mechayiv us to count sfira is the hakrava sa'imer. The hakrava sa'imer is not as man. The chiyuv to bring the hymen is as man grama. But the chiyuv to count sphere is dependent on the mitzvah of hakrovas hamis, so that's not called as mangrov. That's the way he interprets pshat in the Ramban. This is of course only on the assumption that sphere tayim bizman hazeh is the rabbanon. If you hold like the Rambam that sphere tayim bizman hazeh is deraisa, what it means is that hakrovas hamis is not mechayiv. It's not the mechayiv in sphere tayim. It's the yom tezayin. This is not mechayiv. So this Maram Chalva, obviously, that's how the Yavni Nezer also writes. Many Achrim, that's the standard Pshat in Ramban. That the Ramban meant to say that the Mechayiv of Sfira Saimer is not the 16th day of Nisan, but rather the actual Hakrova Saimer. They say the name Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he held that that's wrong, that that's totally wrong. That's Rav Soloveitchik didn't like any Pshetlach on Ramban. He says a misprint, and that's all. He held that that was wrong. He said that even if you should hold that Sfira Saimer Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon, and it's only the Raisa Bizman HaMikdosh, what does that mean that it's only the Raisa Bizman HaMikdosh? And what if one year, for some crazy reason or another, they just happened not to bring a carbon on? Nothing grew. There was a famine. Nothing grew in Eretz Yisrael. and there was no grain. There was no barley to bring the yomim. You can only bring from barley. Barley didn't grow. So you would say that Sfiras Ayman that year is only with the Rabbanus. Rab Chaim held that that's ridiculous. That's what all of these, the Manchal, and everybody's assuming that that's the Pshat. Sfiras Ayman of Bizman is the Rabbanus. Why? Because the Mechayev of Sfiras Ayman is the actual bringing of the yomim. Rab Chaim held that it's not correct. He held that the obligation, the Chiyuv to bring the yomim. The Chiyuv to bring the Korban HaOmer is Mechayev and Sfiras Ayman. And Bizman Hazeh, there's no Chiyuv to bring the yomim because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why the Rambam holds that Sfiras Ayman Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa is the Rambam Lishitosai. Why did the Rambam, how did the Rambam know to Paskin against the Gemara? If the Gemara quotes on Meimar saying that Sfiras Ayman Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so how did the Rambam come off to say the Rambam the Gonim holds that Sfiras Ayman Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa? So they say in the name of Rab Chaim that the Rambam is Lishitosai. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Hilchas Beis Abchira that the Kedusha Samigdush is Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, the Lovoi. That there is a Beis Hamigdush today. There's no structure, but the Makam Hamigdush has the Kedusha. So since there is a Makam Hamikudush, since we assume that Kitchel, the Lovoi, even after the destruction of the Beis Hamigdush in the year 70, the Kedusha Samakam is still there on a level of the right. So that's the Rambam's opinion. So there is an obligation to bring Korban HaOmer today. If there's no Kedusha Samigdush, there's no obligation to bring the Omer. If there is a Kedusha Samigdush, and that's the Rambam's opinion, that Kitchel Asi Lovai, there's an obligation to bring the Omer today. I Lamaisa, you can't bring it. So what? Even Bizman HaMikdush Mamish, if one year they happen not to offer the Korban HaOmer, Rav Chaim says, you're going to tell me that the Sfiras Ayman that year would only be with the Rabbanan? So everybody says, yeah, it's only the Rabbanan. Chaim says, no. He can't visualize that that could be. No. Bizman HaMikdush, even if in fact he didn't bring the Omer, but the Chiyuv to bring the Omer is Mechayiv in Sfiras Ayman. Bizman Hazeh, that's the Shaila. If you hold Loi Kitcha, Lo Tilov, there's no Kedusha HaMikdash, then there isn't even a Chiv to bring the Yomer. So the whole Sfiras Ayman Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabban. The Rambam, the Shittas, the Pasuk, is based on another Gemara. That Kitcha, Lo Tilov, but that there is a Kedusha HaMikdash, even though there are no balls. The structure was destroyed, but the Kedusha HaMikdash is maintained. So therefore, there's a Chiv to bring the Yomer. So the Chiv to bring the Yomer, even though in actuality you're not going to bring it, nevertheless, you can build in his bech. We didn't build in his bech. The Arabs won't let us. These are technicalities. But because there is Kedusha HaMikdash, therefore there is a chiyuv to bring the Yomer. So therefore there's a chiyuv to count for your Yomer min HaTorah. So there Rav Chaim Tain is that even if you hold that it was the Reis of Bizman HaMikdash, because it's in connection with the Yomer, it doesn't mean that the Hakrov HaSoyomer is Mechai. It means that the chiyuv to bring the Yomer. So the chiyuv is Achmamish HaZman Grom. But the pshat that they give is very difficult. The pshat that the Ma'am Chalva and the Achronim give, the Amnenez and all the others, is not so glut.
Chiyuv is much wrong, but still not on the ground. It's still on
those
people, whoever is
seeing Achronim. So the Chor, the Sfiras Ayman should also be on Zman Grom. If we're talking everything in abstract,
yeah.
So we're saying that on the 16th day of Nisan, when there's a Chiyuv to bring the Omer, so that Chiyuv carries with it another Chiyuv. So everything goes on the 16th of Nisan. It doesn't go that the actual Hakrovas Omer is Mechayiv and Sfiras Ayman. That's a question. So we assume Lalocha, not like the Rambam. We assume that women are really exempt from Sfiras Ayman. But if they want to count, it's B'Torah Seinu Mitzvah V'Yoisa. So the Ashkenazim who hold that women may recite the Bracha when they bench Esri, so they can say a Bracha on Sfiras Ayman. And the Sfaradim who follow the Rambam and the Mechaber, that's Rav Avadia Yosef, always keeps on stressing that the Sfaradish people don't follow this Ramah, who follows Tayyip. They follow the Rambam and the Mechaber that they don't say a bracha when the women volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah, they're forbidden to say a bracha. He says, so his women shouldn't say a bracha when they count Sfir. They count Sfir. Right, that's the Mechaber. When Tam says that women may recite a bracha when they fulfill a mitzvah, says the Shazman Rama, even though it's not really obligated, but they can still say the Sivanu. And the Rambam says no. So the Sfaradim follow the Rambam and the Ashkenazim follow Rabbi Tam.
The mitzvah of Sfir is one mitzvah that is subdivided into 49 units. And I have been saying, no, because of where, so you might say, when is the women, and the she was the brother, when there's a full mister. But every night there's only 149, so therefore.
So therefore, they are Makuri?
No.
So it should be as Mangrama.
A full mister.
Yeah. A full mister is Mangrama. So therefore, they are Makuri. So therefore.
A fraction.
So they should also be part of it. As my drama. The women should be part of it. Why should they be part of it?
What you just said, maybe Mr. didn't begin Sfiras Ayman
until they brought the Yomer right away. They brought the Yomer right away in Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar. Did they bring the Yomer in the Midbar? So did they count Sfira in the Midbar?
Yeah, when they come into the land.
And what about when they entered Eretz Yisrael?
When they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says they brought the Yom, the very first year. Yeah, the Gemara has a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. The Machmas HaPesach says that they ate the Tzvua of Eretz Yisrael, the Machmas HaPesach. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, why did they only eat Mimachas HaPesach? They came in before. So the Gemara said, because there's an Yisr Chadosh that you're not allowed to eat what grows until after you bring the Yomer. So Mimachas HaPesach on the first day Chalamay Pesach, Yeshua Benun brought the carbon. He was Mekoyim. He saw to it that the Kohanim brought the carbon HaOmer, and then they were permitted to eat the Chadosh. And that year they tilled Sfira. Yeah. That's how the Gemara seems to assume. But you want to know what about in the Midbar? In the Midbar did they tilled Sfira?
They
had a Mishkan, but I don't think they brought any Omer. The Omer has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says, "Any mivim Omer shtei lechem
ba'omer
har." Yeah,
when
did they start the Omer? When did they start the Omer?
You cut, you harvest the barley from the first month when Yeshua Benun came over into Eretz Yisrael. The first month he came in Nissan, so they cut off the tzvua on the night of the first night Chalamot Pesach. They observed Pesach on the 15th of Nisan. And after Havdalah, Amitzoya Yantiv, they cut off the Yomer. And then after they cut it off, they said Sfira Yomer. And then the next morning, they brought the Karmen Yomer. That's how the Gemara understands. But during the Midbar, the Shaila is. During the Midbar, they couldn't bring any Yomer. How are they going to get food that grew in Eretz Yisrael? It's a problem. How do they bring any Karbonis in the Midbar? Where did they get the food? So the Gemara says they got food from travelers. But they couldn't. Who says they're going to get food that grew in Eretz Yisrael? So if they didn't bring the Yomer in the middle of the Midbar, then according to those who hold that Sfira Yomer Bizman is the Rabbanon, so then it would also be with the Rabbanon. They would only have Sfira Yomer. Not exactly. Bizman, when you bring the Yomer in Eretz Yisrael, then all over the world the Jews have to count Sfira Yomer. It's a mitzvah tluya b'hakrovas Yomer. It's either tluya b'hakrovas Yomer, or Rav Chaim rewords it, it's tluya b'chiyuv hakrovas Yomer. The difference would be, what about this Man HaMikdash that you had a Chiyuv HaKrovas Yomer and in actuality you just didn't bring it for some reason or another? Would you have the Mitzvah of Sfira Yomer in HaTorah, or would it only be with the Rabbanah that year? But it's somehow connected with the HaKrovas Yomer, right?
Did you ever hear a day of some Hasidim that each day that you count the Yomer is considered the Shlemus by itself, and therefore if you miss a day you can still count the Yomer the following day with the Brahman?
That's how most of the Rishonim hold, not the Hasidim. All the Rishonim hold against the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos is the first one, the only one. The first and the last one that came up at this time frame. That Tamimos implies that if you missed one day, you cannot continue to count. And all the Rishonim say it's rule. So in the Shulchan Aruch they say that the Paskin not like the Bahag, so you have to continue counting even if you missed a day. But Mishum Kvodo Shalom Bahag, Bahag said that there's no longer any mitzvah, so you should leave out the Brach. Unless you have a fear of some other svara, then you can count with a broch. But otherwise, you should leave that broch. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Chiddush in the name of the Rav Yoh. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, everybody knows this. It says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, this, a person starts saying the broch Hashem Kedoshanu B'mitzvah, and he thinks he's going to count. He thinks tonight is Lag Vayomer. He's going to count Lama Gimel. And then the Chazan says, and he hears the Chazan, it's not Lag Vayomer, so he counts the right sphere. So the Shaila says, does he have to repeat the bracha or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that he does not have to repeat the bracha. Why not? Why should he have to repeat the bracha? What's the Shaila? It says, no, partially, he doesn't have to. The bracha is going to be the same way. Hashem Kedoshanu B'mitzvah Yisrael, Asfira Soimer. And you thought that you're going to count 33, and it came out that you're not counting 30, you're going to count the right number, whatever the right number is. So it's partially.
After the fifth lesson, you have the same thing. You're holding your.
So on the Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rav Yoh who explains his reason. He doesn't say so pashut. He says because the Gemara has a suffix, your Gemara has a suffix in the end of the first parak in Brachas. A person picks up a cup thinking that it has wine in it, and he says Atoa Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he plans to say Bari Pri HaGofen, and then he looks at it and he sees that it's water, and if he's going to say Bari Pri HaGofen on water, he will not be Yotzei even to the Eved. So he realizes it's the wrong bracha, so he doesn't finish by saying Baruch Hashem, and he says Shahakal Nima Dvar. So the text of the bracha was perfect from the beginning to the end, but what he had in his mind when he said Ato Hashem or Kenim Baruch Hashem, he planned to finish it off by saying Baruch Hashem, and if he would have done that, it wouldn't have been a good bracha at all. And he corrected himself. So the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din? Is it Yaitzei or not? So misafik, there's a machlokes had a paskin. And we paskin like the Rabbeinu Hanan led to the Yevid Yoyotz. Since it's a suffix brachas lahakil, so you don't have to repeat the brach. So the Rav Yoh says the same over here. He says that Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayo Kayom and Sfira Saima was a mitzvah in Atayro. So if the fellow will start counting Ashika Deshana, the mitzvah is on Sfira Saima, he says the brach and he plans to say tonight is Lag Boimer. And then he realizes that tonight is not Lag Boimer and he counts correctly. Then he says it's going to be a Sveika Deraisa Lachumra. So he'll have to repeat the brach. But since Sfira Saima Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbana, so therefore it's the same as the Barakri HaGof and the Shahakor, which is only an issue of the Rabbanon. So even though it's Pasach HaDaisa, he started off by saying the Baruch HaAldas to finish off Barakri HaGof, and he corrected himself, but since it's a Sopik Baruch HaGof, the Rabbanon, so you're going to be able to.
But it's a mitzvah, maybe, the Raisa.
So there's two kashas. You're asking two different kashas.
Another thing is a chilek.
You say the same bracha mamish the whole thing about beish or bracha. Right, so it's just a question of one apple or another apple. But here you're saying on a different thing. It's a different one. These are the two kashas that everybody asks. What does the Rav Yoh talking about? It doesn't make any sense. First of all, if you start off by saying atu Hashem baruch atu Hashem u'ken melech ha'olam, and you plan to finish off baruch pi ha'gofen, if you would finish off baruch pi ha'gofen and a glass of soda, you're not yet to be the yevid. It's not baruch pi ha'gofen. They wouldn't be a good bracha, but you didn't finish off the wrong way. You said it in the middle, you said it right, so the text of the bracha from the beginning to the end is perfect, but what you had in mind is wrong. So the Gemara has a shana. Do you follow what you had in mind, so you got to scrap the bracha and start all over, or do you follow the nusach of the bracha, which was good? But over here the bracha is the same bracha every night. You say Hashem Kedushan B'min Sosev Tzvon Al Sfira Saimer, the bracha is the same every night. He's going to count Sfira. No, but he made a mistake. He thought he was going to count Sfira Lag Boimer, and then he corrected himself, he counts the right Sfira. So what has that got to do with the Gemara? With the Gemara had a Shaila, if he starts reciting the bracha, planning to finish the bracha with the wrong nusach. Here the nusach is the same every night, as one kash. And the Tzveita kash is that we say Sveika derabbanan lekule and Sveika deraisa lechumre, let's say Birchas HaMazon. If a person finishes eating a sandwich, and then he thought that you say he forgot that he ate a sandwich. He ate a sandwich and then he's sitting there at his dinner, he's at a wedding, whatever, and he's sitting, they give him ice cream and desserts and more dessert, and then it's already an hour since he ate the meal and he just had dessert, so he thinks that he's going to say Bar Nefashis. So he says Baruch HaTosh Mekin HaMelech HaOlam, he's about to say Bar Nefashis, then he realizes he ate a whole meal, so he fixes himself, says Hazan HaSolam Kulav, so he finishes the whole Nusach correctly. Since he started off by saying Baruch HaTosh Mekin HaMelech HaOlam, planning to say Bar Nefashis and Birchas HaMazon is a Din Min HaTorah, so that's already a Sveika Deraisa, whether he's Yaitse Birchas HaMazon or not. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that he has to start saying with bracha all over again. With respect to Shahakol versus Bar Pri HaGofen, the whole requirement for the Birchas HaNenen is only the Rabbanon today. You say Savik Brachas L'Hakam. But with respect to Birchas HaMazon, where it's a Din Deraisa, let's say Kiddush, I don't know, let's say Kiddush, he starts saying Bar Pri HaGofen. Then he says Baruch Atah Hashem HaKen HaMacho Olam. Let's say there's a Chasul Kalaveh. Let's say that he's making Kiddush on Friday nights up to Barpi HaGofen, and then he knows he's making a Sheva Brachas tonight, so he thought that to say the Sheva Brachas in the beginning. So he's about to say, Al Shem HaKen HaMalach HaOibam, Yotze HaOdam, then you say, Shahakul Baralach Vaidam, then you say, Ashe Yotze Sodom Etzalma. So he starts saying, Baruch HaShem HaKen HaMalach HaOibam, and he's about to say, Shahakul Baralach Vaidam. Then they say, no, Kiddush, you say. Shekudushan Ratzavon, he's going to say the Sheva Brachas at the end of the meal. So that would also be a fake of their answer, because Kiddush is a Din Min HaTorah. You have to say Kiddush in the Mishnah of a bracha. So that's a Din Min HaTorah. So Selfik brachas would not be Lohakal over there. But you ask over here by Sfira Saimer, even if you hold that, even Mizman HaMikdash, that Sfira Saimer is Min HaTorah, but the requirement to recite a bracha in connection with the Sfira Saimer, that's only Mid the Rabbanon. So it's right there only a fake of the Rabbanon. So how does the Rav Yoh make such a statement? That is Man HaMikdash when Sfira Saimer is Min HaTorah, and you count and you say the bracha al das to count the wrong night, and then you correct yourself and you count the right night, then you would have to repeat the bracha. It absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. The bracha is always the same, so it's the same bracha. He didn't make any mistake in the Nusach HaBracha, and even if there would have been a mistake in the Nusach HaBracha, but the bracha is only Mid the Rabbanon. The mitzvah of Sfira Saimer is Min HaTorah, but the bracha is only Mid the Rabbanon. So rightly you should say, since it's a suffix in the Gemara, whether you follow his machshava, he followed the Nusach HaBrachas, the Sfira Brachas Lachas. So the Vilna Gaon asks the both kashas, And it's interesting, they quote in the name of the Briska Rav, the Ravelvela Soloveitchik gets the cash and he didn't know the Torah. That's what the Talmidim quote. Ravelvela didn't write up all of his Shur, so most of the Divrei Torah from Ravelvela Soloveitchik were written by Talmidim. Samenochas and Daf Samachay, the quote, Shochana quotes the Rav Yo, and Ravelvela Soloveitchik gets the cash of the Tzorachim God, he doesn't know the Torah. So if you look in the Shochana and that's it, there's only going on the bottom of the page, yes, that kasha. 150 years before Ravelvela. Yes, that kasha on the Rav Yo. How can you say that Bizman HaMikdosh is a Safik Daraisa and Bizman HaZeh is a Safik Darabon HaLakula? The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Nusach HaBrach is the same. So he answers that if you look in the Mordechai quotes in the name of the Rav, you look now, we have a Rav Yo. If you look in the Rav Yo, Rav Bobo didn't have a Rav Yo. He only had a Mordechai. Now they have Rav Yo's available in all the storm stores. So you look in the Rav Yo, he has a strange thing. He says when you count Sphere HaSayim, you have to say the Brocha, Shekadashan HaBim Mitzvahis V'Tzvan Al Sphere HaSayim. Then you say Shehayim, today is Lag B'Omer, whatever the day happens to. You say a Shin. So the Rishonim say we don't pass like the Rav Yo. You don't say a Shin. What does the Rav Yo think? So apparently the Rav Yo is of the opinion, that's what the Lulli Gaon says, that the Sphere is part of the Brocha, the Chachamim were misaken that you should fulfill the mitzvah of Sphere HaSayim in the form of a Brocha, just like you have to fulfill Kiddush in the form of a Brocha. You have to fulfill Birchas HaMazon in the form of a bracha. So you have to fulfill the Rabban, the Natarim. But the Rabban, you have to fulfill the mitzvah, the rice of Sphere HaSayimer in the form of a bracha. So the bracha is not ended when you say Al Sphere HaSayimer Amen. That's not the end. The bracha ends when you say Shekhisham Sassan Al Sphere HaSayimer Shehayon Yom Echad Boimer Amen. The end of the bracha is all the way at the end. So that's why the Rav Yo holds that this is parallel to the case in the Gemara, that the fellow picks up the cup of soda thinking that it's wine, and he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he thinks he's going to finish off and say Baruch Pri HaGafen, which would be no good, which wouldn't be acceptable. And you say I'm soda, Baruch Pri HaGafen, you're not yet to be the other. And then he corrects himself and he ends the bracha correctly, Shakal Nimit Varah. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. So here too he starts saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hashem Kiddushan B'mitzvahis V'tzivan Al Sphir HaSavim. He's not finished with the bracha yet. The bracha only ends Sheh HaYoyim Yoyim Echad Ba'imer. That's the end. You say Sheh HaYoyim, that the counting is also a chelik of the Nusach HaBrach. So he thought he's going to say Sheh HaYoyim Yom Echad, and then he realized it's a mistake and he finishes off Sheh HaYoyim Shnei Yomim Vayimer. So that's comparable to the other case, that he planned to conclude the bracha in one way and he finished off one way that would be incorrect, and then he ends off the bracha in a correct way. So at least we understand what the Rav Yo made a comparison. Otherwise we don't understand the Rav, what do you compare to the Gemara? That's the Rav Yo, the Shita, sorry, that he holds that he counts for yourself with the Shin. And the whole thing, the Nusach HaBrache swallows up the Sphere HaSayimer. The Sphere, the counting of the Yom, the Mitzvah should be fulfilled in the Nusach HaBrache, in the form of Brach. And then you find number two, obviously, the Rav Yo is of the opinion that Sveikah de Rabbanon, Sveikah de Araisa Lechumre, doesn't only apply when you're really in doubt as to whether you fulfilled the Mitzvah de Araisa. Even if you know Bevadoris that you did fulfill the Mitzvah de Araisa, but mid the Rabbanon you didn't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. Min HaTorah, if I say Hayoyim Yamechad Boimah, that's enough. But mid the Rabbanon, the way it is Man HaMikdash, when Sphere HaSayim is deraisa, so mid the Araisa I can count Sphere Hayoyim Yamechad Boimah on the first night of Sphere. But mid the Rabbanon, that's not the way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. You should fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Sphere by reciting a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and so on. And if you're in doubt as to whether you fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa ketikun chachameinu zal, even though the vada you were yotzei on the level of deraisa, but you're in doubt whether you were yotzei with the rabbon on the mitzvah deraisa, the Rav Yo holds that you say steka deraisa luchumre there too. Steka deraisa luchumre on the way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa mid the rabbon. That you have in Shulchan Aruch also. The Rambam says like that. So the Rambam quoted by the Shulchan Aruch says, Kriyashma, right, Kriyashma. The Shulchan Aruch says is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So if a person is mesupik, if he recited Kriya Shema or not, Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara, so the din is Chayza B'Kara, because Sveika derives in the Chumah. But the Birchas Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanah. Min HaTorah doesn't say in the Chumah, you have to say Birchas Kriya Shema. That's the Rora Baruchoy Shechav HaRabbo and Emes V'Yatsiv. That's only the Rabbanah. So if a person has a Safik, whether he said the Brachas or not, so I say Safik Brachas were Hakul, because Sveika the Rabbanah Lekula. But what if he has a Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara Kriya Shema, and he's not sure whether he davened the Birchas Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema, he's not sure. So I would have said that you just repeat the Kriya Shema, Seikha Derai Sibu Kumar, and the Brachas, you say, Safik Brachas Lahakka, Seikha Derai Banu Nakula. So the Rambam says, no, Choz the Bikori, Safik Kori Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kora, Choz the Bikori, Im Birchai Seho. You have to repeat the whole Kriya Shema, Misafik, with the Brachas. Why? Because the Rabbanon, the way, the proper, correct way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriya Shema is to recite the Kriya Shema Al Seder HaBrachas, with the Brachas before and after. So since you have a Sveika Deraisa, whether you said Kriya Shema or not, you have to fulfill it, you have to be Machmir to fulfill it for sure, the way the Chachamim tell you have to fulfill the mitzvah Deraisa. So here this is not exactly the same, but this is similar. The Rav Yoh holds, even though on a level of Deraisa, the Yotzei Sphira Samu without a Bracha at all. I just say Hayoyim Yamecha Goyman on Yotzei the mitzvah Menata. But with the Rabbanon they said you're not supposed to be Yotzei Sphira like that. You have to be Yotzei Sphira in the form of a Bracha. So the way to fulfill the Rabbanon, the way to fulfill the mitzvah Deraisa Sphira is in the form of a Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Sheh Hayoyim Yamecha Goyman, and then everybody says Amen in the form of a Bracha. So if you have a suffix, whether you were Yotzei the Bracha or not, because you started off the Bracha Daita to say that today's the second day. And then you realize in the middle, and you got to say, no, today's the first day. So the Gemara has a suffix whether such a bracha is acceptable or not, but you go basa machshove, and you go basa nusa. So if it would be a mitzvah deraisa, you go lechumra, even though minatara for sure you're yaitzei, because the whole nusach bracha is not miyakiv minatara. But since the Rabbanon they said the way to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa is by reciting a bracha, you have to say this, suffix deraisa lechumra, even with respect to the whole din Rabbanon.
Maybe so you put it to Rabbi Yonis because he has the Sheikh Ayah.
Right.
So maybe it's like you don't even need the second thing. In other words, it's like the Nusach of Kiddush, if you don't say at all.
Right, but it's not exactly the same as the Nusach of Kiddush.
Why do you want
to say because he can say Ayah, Yom Yafah.
Yeah, because you know for sure the fellow was here saying Sfira Shayim already. He says Hayom Yom Echad Baim.
Maybe what the Rabbi Yasser is doing with Sfira is going to kill you when he says Hayom Echad Baim, he is feeling this, so maybe he shouldn't go back and say also
the Rabbi Yasser says like this, if it would be Bizman HaMikdosh, when Sfira Shayim would be Menatayra, we would require of him to repeat the Bracha and say over the Sfira. We pass so Nevis to Sveika Adina.
But we don't pick up. We don't say the
Brachas. Misafik, you have to take the little the second time. And Misafik, you don't allow him.
The Brachas of the Prophet Gavana. By here, by Sfira Shayim.
Yeah.
You said it right, but you didn't put the Prophet Gavana, because you meant to say it.
He didn't have the proper kavanah at the beginning of the bracha, but then when he counts, he already knows at that time that today is the first day. Today is Lag Bayma. Today is not Lag Bayma. By the time he gets
even more, so you shouldn't have to say
the right. That's why it's a tella. That's why the Rav Yoh is a double teller. They're both kashas. So the Vilna Gaon explains that the Rav Yoh is Shitasai. The Rav Yoh is the Rishon who says that he can't with a shin. That explains why he thinks that it's a different Nusach HaBrach. Because every day the Nusach ends differently. The Chesimus HaBrach, the ending, the conclusion of the Brach is with the number. And that's why he thinks that Bizman HaMikdosh, if you would make this error and correct yourself in the middle, you would say Sveika Deraisa L'chumre, even though on a level of Deraisa you definitely were Yotze. There's no Sufik Deraisa. But since Midir Rabbanon, the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa is to count in the nusach of a bracha, you treat that like a sveika deraisa. If Midir Rabbanon, you're not yetzer the mitzvah deraisa unless you do it in the form of a bracha, you treat that like it were a mitzvah deraisa, you have to go lechum. That's the Rav Yoh Shita.
But that means that each day is a separate bracha and a separate mitzvah.
Right, every day there's a different nusach of bracha.
But you can't.
It's like Bari Pri Hoetz and Bari Pri Agafen.
Be able to continue.
Why? It's a different mitzvah. Unrelated? Why? Every day is a different mitzvah. Every day is mamish a different mitzvah, a different bracha. Every day a different nusach ha-bracha. Nonetheless, the Rambam feels that it's Kriyat Shema in Birchas Seher, that the way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyat Shema is to recite Kriyat Shema with the brachas. That's why the Vilna Gaon, pastors like the Rabbeinu Aaron Alei, that we mentioned on many occasions. Let's say there's a minyan on Shabbos where they start davening, Siddush minyan starts davening at 10 o'clock, which is going to be after Zman Kriyat Shema, they're going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema. So is it permissible? I'll wake up Zman, and I'll say Kriyat Shema, Zman, and then I'll go to the minyan and I'll daven. And we're going to recite Shmoneh Esrei before Chatzos. We're going to recite Shema Nesu before this month's Tfilah. Month's Tfilah is an hour after this month's Tfilah. We'll recite Shema Nesu this month. But the Kriya Shema, which they're going to miss, is month's Krishma, so I'll say Kriya Shema before. So the Vilna Gaon Paskins, the Rabitzala Tetterburger has a tshuva, where he Paskins like the Vilna Gaon, who Paskins like the Vishnu Gaon, is not Paskins like this, but Rabitzala Paskins like the Vilna Gaon, who Paskins like Rabbi Aaron Alevi, who says that it's preferable to daven b'yichidus in order to say Kriya Shema in Birchei Seho Bizman, rather than to say Kriya Shema first and then say the Birchas Kriya Shema later. Why? Because midirabbana, the Takanas Chachamim was that you should be yotzei Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. Not that you should be yotzei Kriya Shema before the Zman Krishma and then you should say Brachas, whenever. No, you should recite Kriya Shema in Birchas Seho. The correct way to fulfill Kriya Shema, this mana is Kriya Shema with the Brachas before and after. Sandwiched in the middle of all the Brachas. So that's exactly the Rambam's opinion also is like that. The Rambam holds like that. That Rambam, the Rambam says, "Safik kara kriyash ma safik loy kara chayiz v'kari im birchas seher." So the Rashba and the Tshuva, quoted by the Kesef Mishneh, asked, "Why does he have to repeat the brachas? Why not say safik brachas lacha?" So he says, "Because the Rambam is of the opinion that the brachas kriyash ma midrabbanon were instituted as one big kiyum, kriyash ma im birchas seher. So since you have the safik on a level of deraisa, where you have to recite kriyash ma, you have to fulfill the kriyash ma the way the Chachamim said you have to with the brachas." That's all included in Sofik Deraisa L'chumrah. You have to be machmer even on the brachas which are on the Rabbanah. So that's what the Rav Yoh holds over here. This man amigdosh, that sphere of Sayyim is Deraisa, and you have a Sofik whether you were yoy to the bracha or not, but the bracha is on the Rabbanah, doesn't matter. The bracha the Rabbanah is the way you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah Deraisa. So you have to go L'chumrah and repeat the bracha over again, this man amigdosh. Yeah, that's another thing. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you make a mistake in any one of the first three or any one of the last three, they're treated as one unit. Right, the unit. So here also, Kriya Shema with the Brachas is treated as one big unit. You're not yet to Kriya Shema, right? Even though Baruch Shem from Mechus of Yom Vod doesn't say in the Chodesh, it's not going to be part of Kriya Shema, but Midrabbanan, they're on the Sakh, and that Baruch Shem is part of Kriya Shema. So it says in the Magen Avraham, just like you need Kavana for the Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema, and if you recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad without Kavana, you're not Yotze. So you need Kavana for Baruch Shem, and if you don't have Kavana for Baruch Shem, you're not Yotze. Midrabbanan, you're not Yotze. You're on the Sakh, and that's the correct way to fulfill the Kriya Shema. There's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. There's a topic whether you say mitzvah tzrichas kavana or ain't tzrichas kavana. So if I ask somebody, how much is the sphere tonight? He didn't count yet. If he's going to tell me what the number is tonight, so then maybe he's yotzei. Unless he has explicit kavana shalolotze, then for sure he's not yotzei lipas. But if he's going to say how much it is without having explicitly in mind not to be yotzei, so one opinion would say that he is yotzei. So that's why the meaning is that you say how much the sphere was last night. So the time.
You
had an hour or two before.
Suppose I asked someone 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning, how much it is today? So he already counted how much it is. That's no problem. He doesn't have to say how much it was yesterday. That's no problem. But even let's say somebody asks, how much is the sphere tonight? And the other person says, 31. He doesn't say tonight is. He just gives you the number. So the Taz says, nobody holds that Yaitse. Let's say after Myrif, they're about to finish my nest, and Chazan says, Kash Kabul. Guy gets up and says, Hashem Hassan, I'll see you at Timer. 31. That's nothing. I have to say today is. It says that the lo aimer and the bo aimer, that's not miyakiv. It doesn't matter if you say with a base or a lama. You leave out the whole word. If you say hayoim and you say how many days it is, you yait it without the last word. But if you leave out hayoim, you just say 31. There's shum dara, the klum, that's nothing. But we're machmer. We always say how much that last night was 30 because we're afraid you may say tonight is. And then you'll say the number. So you say tonight is, and then the number, and you didn't have the favorish kavanah. Shalala says, the demachosh is for the opinion that maybe mitzvah ain't tzichas kavanah, you were yet. Rabbi Kivega has a famous tshuva which he wrote when he was bar mitzvah during the Shiva Simei HaMishnah. He got married, I think, when he was bar mitzvah, if I'm not mistaken. And they wrote, and he has a whole tilt in the sefer with his uncle. No, it wasn't the bar mitzvah. It wasn't that the bar mitzvah. I think he was only 13 years old, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't that his bar mitzvah party. So the, no. So he has a tshuva that's printed in the tshuva of Rabbi Kivega, letters back and forth between himself and his uncle. If you sit and you write a letter, and the minig always is that you write which day in sphere it is. So the person writes what the date is in the sphere, and he writes Yom. He writes Yom, and he writes the number in the sphere, and then he writes the letter. And he didn't have Kavanah not to be Yotze, he didn't have Kavanah yet to be Yotze. So if he would have said it to Peh, we would be Choshish that maybe Mitzvah Saint Svichas Kavanah, he was Yotze. Do you say Ksiva Kedibur? Or do you not say Ksiva Kedibur? So Gepavek Agantatut. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. That's what the Rebbe says. You should be Machmir, not to write a letter before you can't see yourself. To make sure that's not the
same.